hash hash estimate types, hash 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 estimating effort. Evaluating the amount of raw input work needed, not thinking about the problem-solving side. Imagine implementing one CRUD API endpoint versus 100 CRUD API endpoints. Hash 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 estimating problem complexity. A measure of how much thinking and problem-solving needs to go into the work. Imagine writing a direct key-value lookup versus writing and fine-tuning a fuzzy search algorithm. Hash 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 estimating unknowns and discovery work describes the level of knowledge acquisition work that this task includes. Imagine needing to talk to a customer to figure out what to build, or learning a new framework instead of using a well-known one. This one has an inherent risk linked to a team's skill level at any task, as well as their domain knowledge, and the context the team operates in. Imagine a team of new hires who all worked at fast-paced startups where teams owned infrastructure with IOC and a full CD pipeline, deploying multiple times per day. Now those developers just started working at a new company where they need to get a golden seal of approval from the head of platform and a 3-month regression cycle. The team estimates that getting into prod is a small. That's a huge hidden assumption, which ended up being wrong, just due to change in their environment. You will have many of these risks, and your team must grow their awareness of what they know they don't know to overcome it and reduce this risk. Hash hash. What if the estimated sizes were wrong? Some of them will be. You need to regroup as a team and correct the tasks on the DAG. This will probably happen to you enough that your team should feel comfortable doing this. There are techniques in the DAG and the proposal to help you mitigate this problem, but this is ultimately something that gets improved by building the team's shared awareness of task size and what they know they don't know. Leftwards planning does not describe how your team should go and learn those things, but repeating the planning process with the whole team participating will support that growth. Your team should especially do this so they can converge on fully agreeing when a small is a small. Hash core concept. The DAG. To create a DAG. We always start with the end goal on the far right side of the diagram and move leftwards from there. Arrows point left towards other tasks or subtasks that must be completed for right side ticket to become unblocked. This constant flow to the left is why we call the planning model leftwards. See image and documentation for reference. Warning. Teams that leftwards plan spend a lot of time looking at the DAG. It is all too easy to forget about the other important topics in leftwards planning. Non-blocking tracks, complexity measurements, and building a project proposal because they are less visual than the DAG and you interact with them less frequently too. Be careful not to exclude them from your planning work. Picking task size should be done while planning the DAG. Enforcing that the way things are done comes from the standards. Non-blocking tracks should also be done while designing the DAG. Writing the proposal usually happens after the team agrees to what is on the DAG.